First of all, I would like to welcome all of you who came here to participate in this very important workshop about accessibility to make our world more accessible, more friendly. I think that is the right time to think about that for us as a residents and also, of course, for visitors and guests. And I would like to welcome Angeli Agarwal, the Executive Director of Samartian, the national organization from Delhi, who is working with the Indian government to create the accessible laws in India. And then Chakravati, Access Auditor, working with Angeli in the same program. And this is the second time they are coming to Auroville. And they are very happy to be here. And they came also for the bonfire. And I really, with all my heart, to thank to them, because thank to them, we start 2 years ago this long process to create a barrier-free environment in Auroville, to try to pull down the mental barriers who prevent to create the accessibility, to create awareness. And then, first of all, I would like to thank the PCG through the Stitching Design, who gave us the money to organize this workshop. And thanks a lot. And now I would like to give a word to Aster Patel to welcome.
Friends, it's Susmita's constant efforts over the years that have brought us here together. And since I met Anjali 3 days back, I think her fire, her courage, and her perseverance into this work over long years, that's, I must say, moved me very much. And her presence and what she's going to tell us about the years of work that she has been involved in will perhaps awaken in us further this sensibility of what needs to be done to include in our lives mentally, in terms of our attitudes and approaches, as Susmita said, and physically in the environment, in the buildings that we create, in the infrastructures that we lay out. So it is, to me, somewhere a widening of our own consciousness. In other circumstances, we run about our own lives. We just don't see all the rest. Quite frankly, that's what happens. Not that our feeling is lacking, but we're just too engrossed in what we are doing. And occasions like this and her presence, I think, open up vistas that should have been open in any case, but need to be pushed out. And let's hear what Anjali has to say.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome everyone. It's really good to be here again in Auroville and seeing it. 2 years back when I was here almost, I could find a lot of people coming together with Susmita to take this mission forward. I'm so happy here that all of you have joined. We just had a word, maybe sent mail to you, and joining in this project to take it forward, the accessibility for all, because we don't want to say that it's for the disabled people only. Because at any point of time in your lifespan, you might undergo a situation where you would want to have that accessibility thing where you could be more comfortable, safe, and friendly. So the whole thing is to make, building by building, all the places in Auroville accessible, and also looking at the public spaces. We are talking about the cycle paths, whatever the roads we have, to make them more friendlier and safe for everyone to move on, to walk on. When I met people here, the 3 days before when I was here, we met people from Lavinia Group, and we met people from the cycle path who are designing them. We also met people and architects of Matri Mandir to make Matri Mandir more accessible. And we found that a lot of inhibitions and barriers and attitudinal changes are there over these 2 years of time. people are accepting that, yes, we have to move forward, we have to bring about this improvement to make places more accessible. So people who are here as residents, people who come as visitors, as guests, could be accommodated equally and not specially, without any discrimination. And this is what we are looking for. So thank you once again. We'll be having 2 days workshop, today and tomorrow. Today we are going to show you some presentations, what needs to be done, where we are at the moment, and how we can take this forward. Share some laws and regulations, what we already have for the buildings, for the pedestrian environment in India, so that being in India, we know where we are and how we can improve upon the structures in Auroville. And also show you some mock-ups of accessible toilets, because this is something which I have been, it's like a dream for me to have an accessible toilet in every building, so that I don't have to go back to my guest house to, you know, just attend the nature's call. So this is something we want, that every building should have an accessible toilet, an accessible ramp, and if possible, if it is a multi-story building, then a lift, so that people can go everywhere. It's a cross-disability thing. We are just not talking about wheelchair users, because if you see me in wheelchair, it's not just that we want people to be friendly in being in wheelchair, but we also want, if there's a person with vision impairment, that is a blind person, or somebody who is deaf and mute, they are also accommodated. And in large, we are also talking about a society which is aging. We are talking about women who are pregnant, somebody going under a medical condition like a heart problem, diabetes, arthritis, or a temporary ailment like a twisting of a feet or maybe fracture, and also families with young children, because at some point of time they become persons with reduced mobility. And maybe you, if you carry a heavy bag, a laptop in one arm and another hand you have some shopping bags from the visitor centers, boutiques, so you might also become a person with reduced mobility at that particular point of time and would require an access features. So let's begin with the workshop.
Before, I would like to invite Frederick to say 2 words, and then after we start.
Thank you very much, Susmita, Anjali, Anneli, Mr. Chakravarti, Samatyam. I think Auroville in the last 42 years has only really grown by responding to the needs. In biology, somebody explained to me how the organ in a body develops from a somatic cell into a specialized cell, whether it becomes a kidney or becomes a lung or becomes a spleen or becomes a heart. It is responding to the need, and the need profiles the manifestation. And I think, I can speak on a personal level, having often tried to create things from my head. Oh, there's either some money, or I think that's a good idea, coming from the ideology and pressing something into matter, and very often it didn't work. But when we became aware in Auroville of the need, then that need actually organically and spontaneously profile the manifestation. And I think we have to be grateful, residents of Auroville, the planning and development group of Auroville, the funding group, all the major organs who are trying to manifest the mother's dreams, to sensitize us again to the needs. It's not something where we are the, as it were, the specially challenged or whatever. It is a more that we recognize the oneness in whatever form it expresses itself. And in this moment of time and this moment of place in Auroville, we are aware and alerted to the need. And that's where we actually have to express our gratitude to people like who have been pioneering this work. And particularly in India, I would be interested to hear from an Indian what their response in India in a general public was. Because sometimes when we started talking, being a foreigner, I sometimes felt there was almost like no responds to that specialized need. Auroville has to not only what we call the differently challenged, but whether it's our young people, our old people, we have Auroville as a collective body has to be sensitized to a need and every time should be ready to stop and look. Thank you very much. Thank you.